Dr. Absolito. Man behind the
Absolito.
Absolito.
One moment, please. Crystal Laboratory is restricted. Please state your name for identification.
Absolito.
Orko identified as pest. Entry not allowed. Sorry.
Listen, you pink man. I'm on a mission for the king, so get out of the way.
Entry.
Feet from the crater. The meteor is extremely radioactive. Looks to me like we have proof at last of a life-giving meteor. Now we'll be able to save more lives faster than ever before.
Bad. She was a good driver.
But not a good diver.
Hello, Professor Stevens. Feeling better?
Where am I?
In my home, Professor Stevens. Some of my friends found you unconscious in a ravine. Matt Tracker.
Better than good. You're supposed to...
Dusty, Hayes, Otto and Marine, stunt driver, vehicle codename, Gator. Buddy Hawks, master of disguise, intelligence expert, firecracker, co-pilot.
Against
Venom.
Yeah, baby. Absolito.
Let's move it. We have some deliveries to make.
I'm afraid you'll have to leave this area.
Hey, let me go, you rust buckets. I'm warning you. Let me look. Let go.
What's that racket?
Okay, little puss, you asked for it.
I wish you'd understand. This is just my job.
Absolito. 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 Consolito. Got a little time. By the way, I texted you last night. They had Empire Strikes Back on ABC Live, which was nice. Yeah. You know when they, you know, the Millennium Falcon flies on that animal, that giant slug.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great scene.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, I mean, it's just great. I mean, it looked great. It looked great, bro, because I've got 4K, right? You know, and it looked great on 4K. Like, what is, I mean, is that George Lucas's genius?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, many of the effects hold up, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Such as what?
Well, that scene in particular, right?
Right.
I mean, even the battle on Hoth, you know, the AT-ATs, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's bad stuff. Badass, yeah.
It still holds up. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, how they were in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. And you could see the spaceships coming in and out, you know, because you know how where they're hiding. You know how the you remember he landed it and he was hiding, and they were just like on there like a bug would do, for, you know. That was cool. How did they do that? Was that green screen back then, or no? Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where they've got, you know, the spaceships outside and Han's talking to Chewbacca and Princess Leia, and they're like, you know, we got to get out of here. They're going to find us. And you could see the spaceships on the outside cuz, you know, they're trying to find the Millennium Falcon.
Right. And it's just sitting there like a bug attached to the side of the
Yeah.
Destroyer. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. So you said.
Then it jettisons when. It detaches when the destroyer jettisons its carbon.
Oh.
And then Boba Fett follows, right?
Yeah. Boba Fett. Yeah. Don't. He said, Darth Vader said, "Do not disappoint me next time," and then he left, you know.
Yeah,
it was great.
Oh yeah.
And the other thing I was gonna say was I love the swamp. Yeah, teach you I will. Jedi, you must open your eyes. You are weak, Jedi. Come to my swamp home. And then R2-D2 is sitting in the rain. He's looking in the window and he's like, "Oh, you guys have a warm house."
Right.
Wasn't that cute?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it made R2 very human, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teach you, I will.
The CGI version of Yoda.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hold a candle to a real puppet.
How so?
Well, it just doesn't look real.
Yeah. Right. It doesn't look real, right? Yeah, and that's the the promise of CGI. Sorry, let me put this down. The promise of CGI was it would liberate us, right? Okay? So, where's the liberation? You know? This is the original arcade game. It was vectors. Like green vectors. And you're shooting at probots. Robots and probes that are coming at you. And TIE fighters. You know, CGI. That's what they promised. But then again, there's limitations to things, right? That's why that film Westworld. Now you know film history better than I, so I'm not gonna, you know, propose to know more. But from what I understand, Westworld was the first film that used CGI.
Wow.
Yes. And the reason why I traced that down was because I watched it for the first time like a year and a half ago. It was on real TV, like the original Westworld. And they had like robots, and Yul Brynner was in there. He's Gunner, Gunslinger. Mm. Have you seen this film?
No, I have not seen it.
Bro, I'm not even gonna, I can't even sell you on this. It's so awesome. Yeah, it's basically premised on the fact of they had this contest, and you can, if you win this contest, you can go to Westworld, and they have, you know, medieval world, ancient Roman world, or Westworld, which is Western, you know, and you can live out all your fantasies in Westworld, and you don't know who's a robot or who's human, because that's how powerful they are. So that's the premise of Westworld. Anyways,
yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, we started watching the HBO series Westworld.
Okay, so please promise me you'll see the original. Anyways, I'm watching it, and there's this scene where Yul Brynner, the famous actor, remember him?
Yeah.
He's a robot. Bad guy. Cowboy. He's a bad cowboy. Robot. Anyways, he's looking out, and you could see his computer vision. And that's when I researched it. And Westworld was the first CGI. I don't know how many seconds. 20 seconds or so, basically, that they had to generate using an old vintage computer. And back then, that they didn't have, they were limited. So that's why they made their choice. We need the technology. We want it to look like this. We need to show the viewer what it looks like when Yul Brynner, aka Gunslinger, is trying to find his prey. Yeah. Anyways, what do you think? Do you know the first CGI ever done? What was your thought?
You gotta ask yourself, are we talking vectors? Because there were some vector graphics that were used in films.
Oh, okay.
Right, including Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
But is that considered computer animation? I would say technically yes. But if you're talking animation that involves particle and rendering, that's a good question. I would say that one of the first examples of CGI with particles is that would be Star Trek, I believe. Is it the Wrath of Khan?
Oh, yeah? Wow.
That has the Genesis effect. Do you remember that? Where there's this animation of this planet being born in real time.
Oh, yeah?
Seeded in real time, yeah.
No, I don't recall. Wow. Okay, Wrath of Khan.
Yeah. I think it was Pacific Data Images, PDI, I think did the animation work for that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that film. Wrath of Khan was probably the best, right?
So I've heard. It's a good one, but I have to say my favorite is number 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where they go to Earth and they take back the whales and they've got to make transparent aluminum.
Yeah. You know what? I just met somebody who was talking to me about his stories about growing up, and his uncle and his dad were Trekkies. And he was telling me, can you hear me? Hello? Back in the 70s and 80s, he said that his uncle was a big Trekkie, and he had a collection of all the original VHS tapes of Star Trek. They were on VHS with a white label and it said Paramount Pictures. And and he said he had the collection. So they were selling Paramount was selling VHS copies. And then he would also record his own. So he's got every episode, he says, on VHS. So, of Star Trek. And his uncle would piece together the episodes with other stuff. you don't get that anymore. Everything's streaming. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Star Trek that's streaming.
Yeah.
They replaced all the old shots of the planets with CGI. Did you know that?
No. What happened?
Yeah, apparently they replaced a lot of the shots of the planets with CGI planets.
You mean the original Star Trek?
Yes.
What?
The TV show, yes.
Okay, this is so unbelievable.
So if you watch it on Netflix, I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but... Yeah. Yeah, I was watching and I'm like, man, those effects look really good. Then I discovered that they had replaced those shots in the TV series with CGI.
Why?
I don't know. Because apparently they thought the shots looked cheesy, but it's like, that's part of the charm.
Let me get this straight. Are you telling me that they have now edited the original Star Trek to include CGI?
Yes.
And where did you see this?
Streaming on Netflix.
Wow, I don't want anything to do with that, man. I don't want anything to do with that.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, bro. Why can't they leave the original art alone?
Right?
Wow. You're messing with me, aren't you?
Nope.
What?
Yeah, you know the shots of planets and things?
Yeah.
Yeah, they replaced those.
Wow. What do you think about this as an artist, as in a filmmaker? Yeah.
It's what it is at that time.
Wow. I'm shocked. They're doing that with 80s music now. They're doing that with 80s. Yep. Oh, when I stream, whatever service, you know, Amazon, etc. Yeah, they have old songs, and they re-record them. It's not the same. It's not, bro. I've been listening to this my whole life. I know what Flock of Seagulls sounds like. I know what Orchestral Maneuvers of the Dark, anything, you know? David Bowie, whatever. And I'm like this, and I stop it now. I don't have anything to do with it. They are messing with people, and it's not the same. It's not. Yeah. And this is it, you know? They want to mess with the copyrights, or they think that they own it, so they could do whatever. You know, we could disrespect Star Trek, etc. Yeah. Right?
I mean, I see a future where old films will be cleansed by AI.
Wow.
So any you know, racist material will be, it will either be scrubbed or replaced.
Yeah.
With the original actors' voices.
I sent you that Jeffrey Katzenberg thing. It takes 500 artists to make an animated film.
Yeah.
And now they only need 50.
Yep.
So what do you think about that?
Well, like I said, what will happen is there will be a shortage of artists at some point in the future, because no one's going to want to go to art school. There won't be any jobs.
No.
So who's going to want to be an artist? Okay, well, when that happens, what is the AI going to train itself on? You know, AI learning from AI is going to end up producing shit.
Well, not now. They're saying they're going to do synthetic data. So.
Yeah, well.
There's a big market for that. Yeah, it's interesting, huh?
Well, here's the thing, okay?
Uh-oh, I think I hit a nerve here.
No, people, look, it's like, okay, let's talk about the reemergence of celluloid, right? Celluloid's making a limited comeback.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Because there's a limit to digital, right?
Right.
Digital information can only be a zero or one, right? There's no in between.
Right.
Well, that's a limitation.
Right.
A choice has to be made by software for that incoming photon of light. It's got to decide, make decisions.
Mm.
It's very synthetic. It's a very synthetic image because it's just electrical pulses, right?
Yeah.
Celluloid, though, because it deals with the silver halide crystals, okay,
yeah,
they react physically to light, okay, you get a very organic image, right?
Right.
Not produced by electrical signal, okay? It's an optically produced image, which is much closer to how the eye sees. Okay?
Yeah.
So you get a wide range. You get a wide range of information in a single frame of celluloid film. A wide range of information.
Wow.
Digital, with a digital sensor, they have these little photo buckets, right?
Yeah.
They're arranged in a nice little grid that capture photons of light, produces electrical signal. You have a lot of digital processing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not a true capture of what is being viewed. It's an interpretation and so you have the limits of the coding, limits of the software, the chips, right? It's limitations.
Right.
They say digital, no limits. Oh, well, what? Because we can just increasing the number of pixels? It doesn't make it a better image. All we can do is approximate through software our interpretation of the digital signals. But celluloid captures the light as it is without interpretation, right?
Interesting. So
what the eye sees.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
But yet we want to get rid of celluloid and claim digital's better. No, digital is just literally we're putting limits to the quality of the image, right?
Right.
Putting limits to that. Because we can only see zeros and ones. Okay. So, my point being that people are now wanting film, right? We notice there's a difference, and so people are starting to want to see stuff shot on film. And I think the same thing will happen with AI. You'll have AI generated, or you'll have animation generated by AI.
Yeah.
But then people will start wanting to see traditional animation.
Sure.
Drawn by hand, right?
Yeah, so then you put that in the machine, you feed it.
You know, so I think... well, true. But I mean, I think the AI stuff will end up looking all the same. Seeing animation blown up that big on the screen at 24 frames a second, there was this, like you said, there's this warmth about it.
Yeah.
There's this depth, there's this fluidity in the animation. I mean, it was like as a kid watching this, I didn't think I was watching a cartoon. I felt like I was watching a live action movie.
And
that's how good it was made.
And you know how many artists it took to make Snow White?
Oh yeah, and challenging because they weren't like simple characters like Tom and Jerry. They were these were human characters, so it's a lot harder to animate large, complex shapes like the human body, right?
Right.
So it was an incredible amount of work.
Wow.
I just ate that up. I mean, it was something special to see it. And we've lost that. Now all these feature animations are all digitally painted, It's just, there's... Right. Yeah, we've lost something, for sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and I think even on Blade Runner, remember Ridley Scott? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Blade Absolutely. Runner. Yeah, do you remember that scene where you're looking at, they go into Tyrell, they go into his living quarters, so they have this shot of the civilization where he lives?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all done hand by hand, even though that was the computer age. I think that Blade Runner utilized analog techniques like art making, right? Yeah, so was Tron. Tron was all hand-painted. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Each of the frames on...
Yeah, there's a documentary on YouTube.
Well, no, wait, which one? Yeah?
I don't remember the name, but if you just look up Tron documentary, there's a great one that shows how they did all those drawn cells.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And how they made the glow effects.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all great, the new technology, and it goes by so fast that companies get obsolete and things become obsolete, just like, Thunderbolt cables. You can't find them anymore in the stores because they don't sell them anymore. They're doing USB-C. you know?
Yeah.
So yep. Technology is a way of making old systems obsolete.
Yes, it does.
It's not an excuse, but I don't know. Do you have a better explanation?
Well, I don't know what the obsession with digital is. Why can't we have analog and digital coexist?
Oh, really? What are you, an aristocrat? Please.
Why does it have to be binary?
Yeah.
You know, not even binary. It's just it's one option, right?
Yeah.
It's digital. That's it.
That's it. So?
Why can't we have analog?
Hey, suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Why? You know? Yeah. You know, why can't we have VHS and beta? No.
Yeah.
That's why the libraries have decommissioned VHS tapes. Can you believe this? Yeah.
That's sad. That's
because it's bad for the environment. So she said they threw them all away. And I said, what?
Oh, my God.
I said, what?
That's heresy.
Yeah. Would do that.
Yes, you know. Need to.
I would get an office space just to get these. I'm thinking about that.
The archive, you know, and the future generations need to see how we watch things, you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think so. That's what we got to do. You know.
I think there should be an analog movement.
Yeah. I think so.
In movies, audio that was captured on analog tape versus these digital voice recorders.
Right. Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a warmth with dialogue, you know, that was recorded the old way, right, on actual tape.
Yeah.
And the audio that they're capturing today doesn't have, there's no, let's just say there's a weight, a gravitas to an actor's voice recorded analog.
Oh, yeah.
Versus digital. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
And I noticed that with older films, the audio is, you know, and I'm just talking about the dialogue. You can tell there's something different about the dialogue in the older films versus today.
Oh.
It's just like old records. People say there's a warmth to vinyl, right?
There's a warmth, yeah. Yeah.
And I think there's a warmth to analog tape as well.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, we used to record a lot of our radio shows back in the day on VHS. Only one of the radio stations had a CD burner, which I had myself, but they wouldn't let me bring it in. We were recording a lot on VHS, a lot of the radio shows, you know, because sometimes we would do like 3-5+ hours on a radio show. So we have them on VHS tapes. I have some shows on VHS tapes, yeah. Yeah. And then Stymie, you know, he was doing a lot of his recordings in the early day on VHS, his masters. I think he told me that Bliss was done on VHS first, the first recording. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways to skin the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to keep these things alive. We need more VHS, more tapes.
Yeah.
You know?
Film. Yeah, and we need to start making new stuff, new products. We need to make them analog.
Right.
I mean, analog and digital. You can find the best of both worlds, you know?
You know what? You know.
Everything has to be digital.
You know what? This guy at the Chicago show recently, you know what he was selling? He had a table of old camcorders that you put on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And he had, like, you know, the one in Back to the Future, you know? Like a lot of those kinds. where you put the VHS tape in, or some other format. Anyways, this guy had like 30 different models from the 80s.
Nice.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of people were interested. You should have seen people buying these things. What does that tell you? What does that tell you?
Exactly.
In this day and age. What does that tell you?
Right. You know, and digital isn't going to capture everything that analog devices can do. You know, so we're missing part of the picture when we make everything digital.
Yeah. Oh.
So you know the old alarm clocks that had the
numbers
would flip, right?
Yeah. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
I'm thinking of getting a flip clock. I've always wanted one. I've never run across one in the store yet.
That's cool.
But, you know, there's a connection when, you know, your eye watches this number flip down. You know, you're making a human connection to this piece of technology.
Right.
Versus a digital clock. There's not so much communication, other than maybe the glow of the numbers, right?
That reminds me, did you get this from my idea, which is to convert my man cave into clocks like Doc from Back to the Future?
No, I don't think you told me
that. Oh, I've been buying clocks. I'm going to synchronize them all in one room.
That's awesome, because I've been buying them too, but I've had to stop because I have too many.
Yeah.
But I've been buying the old LED or the ones with the fluorescent vacuum tube ones that are generally like blue or green in color. I think they're called vacuum fluorescent tubes. They're not like tubes, you know. But they're another. Now here's another thing that you might want to look into. Look up Pixie Clock on Amazon or eBay. Look on eBay, look up Pixie Clock. So people are taking these little Pixie vacuum tubes that have their numbers. So they're clear vacuum tubes, but the wires inside glow for numbers.
Oh, sick.
And they make clocks out of these things. Ooh. They're beautiful. Oh, yeah, they're beautiful.
And you could
look
only...
up Pixie Clock, yeah.
Yeah, and you got to buy them to make it, or can you make them yourself?
People are selling already made Pixie clocks. Some of them are beautiful. They have wood. They're made of wood, and they've got the little vacuum tubes in there. They're beautiful clocks. I mean, if you're going to do your room in clocks, you got to.
I'll have to. That's up my geek alley.
I'm definitely going to add Pixie clocks because I think that's going to be right up your alley.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I think, you know, Steve Wozniak, I think he had a Pixie clock watch.
Oh, yeah? Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's so cool. Yeah, he's in the hospital, this Woz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a heart attack in Mexico City.
Oh,
a stroke. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, so prayers to Woz.
That's sad. Computers that he signed, you know?
Yeah. I want to get a 3D printer so I can print up miniatures of retro computers. Seriously.
Oh, I would love that. That'd be cool, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be slick.
Like a mini Commodore, a mini Atari, a mini SGI, you know?
Oh, you know what? Any little screens?
Yeah.
And actually have...
Dr. Obsolete. That's Steven Spielberg. That now is really nicely produced. I don't know, I'm having kind of fatigue, honestly, of aliens and UFOs. I'm having fatigue because, you know, there's just so much every day of sightings and it's all blurred, you know. But with this episode of Encounters, they interview a sheriff. He tried to record on his dash cam. He got in his car, and he's repositioning the camera, and the footage got distorted. And they're thinking they got technology to distort our equipment. Yeah. They've jammed it. Some of the pilots on the Nimitz and other places, these pilots have said that their radar was jammed. So who's to say they don't jam our technology? So this guy, this sheriff on, he said that his video camera was jammed by the UFOs. What do you think about that? Obsoleto.
Well,
it's a possibility, huh?
Yeah, it's a possibility. Sure, it's a possibility. Or it's a convenient, excuse.
Your partner.
What's that?
I said it's either that or a convenient use why you didn't capture it on film.
He said he's never had a problem with this camera.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I mean, that sometimes happens to men that age.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. I'm just tired of it, you know? It's like, or, you know, just come out already, you know? Just.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I kind of don't pay attention anymore.
Yeah.
Look, I just want to see the proof.
I'm tired of it.
It's just.
Yeah.
You know, the video's not clear enough, or what about definitive.
What about the aliens in Mexico that they displayed? Did you see that?
The mummified alien? Yeah. I mean, again, I'd have to see it for myself firsthand. I mean, look, I've even seen a UFO. The problem is it happens so quick. Get enough time.
Yeah.
You take it in. It happens so fast. You know, so like, yeah, I saw something, but that's all I could tell you.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
And then it zipped away?
Yeah, and then it zips away. And the funny thing is it was moving slowly. Like, we're watching it, and it's moving slowly. And then it's gone.
Right.
So it's like you don't even really get a chance to study it or wrap your mind around it, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
You know? Even though I've seen something, it's like even I just don't care anymore. It's like just have the aliens land,
and introduce themselves. This whole thing
that Obsoleto.
The zip around, and, you know, they're so elusive. It's like, whatever, I'm not paying attention to you anymore. Like, I don't care.
But you will be impressed by the people that Spielberg interviews for the show. Because they are high-ranking military. Intelligence.
Yeah, again, I gotta see it for myself.
I know.
It's like, okay, yeah, you can tell me a story. Maybe I believe you, maybe I don't. But I gotta see it for myself. So.
Yeah, now they're saying there's a photo circulating online about the mummified remains from Mexico. That they were made out of cake. Yeah. Go figure. They showed them, yeah. They sliced it open, and it's made out of cake with different layers. But what's the truth?
Right.
Yeah, and apparently the Mexican scientists, do you know that they said that the mummies were still living up until a few months ago, and they were still digesting? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, go figure. Like, what do you believe?
Yeah, that's a little
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
What, right? I mean, if they're mummified, it means that
they're still alive.
Their eggs were removed, you know?
Well, apparently they're still alive.
Yeah. I don't, I mean, anything's possible, but that seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah, well, maybe you could go get them some Subway sandwiches, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just, it really is. Just getting tiring for me to think about. And I just, it's like UFO fatigue.
Yeah.
And I think the more they put misinformation out and the more people put out fake stuff.
Yeah.
You know, then it just dilutes everything.
Well, it's like the photos from Mars. I'm done with it. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know how they say, oh, this rock looks like part of a spacecraft.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, unless it's just, unless there's no, you know, no, if it's
obsolete,
like, okay, this can't be anything other than, you know, an alien artifact, right? If there's just even a little doubt that it could just be a rock. Right. And I don't want to hear about it.
I know.
You know.
Yeah, they're always finding stuff, you know. Apparently through Mars rover.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
You don't know if those have been doctored. You don't know. People could do 3D manipulation.
Yeah. You know, exactly. I mean, you don't know.
I mean, I was experimenting with the AI recently. I don't know if I showed you, but I was doing like mock-ups of the Martian surface. And I was coming up with really interesting results. Like, just to test it and see what it can do, I don't release these, and I don't put it into the public and say, hey, this is Mars. But it's just a personal experiment, and it's interesting. You know? Yeah. I mean, you can manipulate things, right? With media?
Of course. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
People do these things for clickbait, for, you know, more clicks, more likes. I don't know. But, yeah, that's interesting, you know. You can do mock-ups of the Martian surface, you know, and refine it and add things, you know. And, you know, I've been doing lately, go ask ChatGPT. About that, which I told you, it took on a life of its own the other night. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? It made a program and it started talking in Italian. Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm like, what's happening? And this is ChatGPT 4.0. I just upgraded. It's accelerating fast.
Did you let it know?
No. Absolutely not. But this thing figured out something, and it started talking.
Does it know your name?
No. But it does remember with 4.0 now. It remembers what you asked, so it can continue, you know, our line of reasoning. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. Where's it going to go?
Seems like a waste of time.
I don't know. Yeah. Allowed the AI to render the 3D scene.
Yeah. So it was able to get all kinds of different styles out of the AI. Yeah. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you were impressed by the results?
Yeah.
I just sent you the link of the new...
For AI robots and there's this woman who creates an AI child robot who has this ability to take control of any machine that's run by AI.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, visual effects-wise, it's impressive, but it lacks story and I think, imagination.
Oh, yeah? Why, was it made by AI?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. It almost felt like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it a new movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Well, you know, yeah. AI's hot. You know?
Yeah.
That's why Terminator, you know, was so revolutionary back then, you know?
Yeah.
Cameron said, I warned you guys back in 1984. Miss Pac-Man. Yeah.
Isn't that weird? It's so weird to hear sounds from that period. And
oh, really?
Yeah, because it's like riding a bicycle you never forget. Like, the sounds, they're very familiar.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's ingrained in you. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's from hours of playing it, you know? You literally have programmed your mind around those sounds.
Yeah, the ghost ate me. But I'm not really concentrating. Yeah, I just changed the batteries on my Miss Pac-Man arcade. So, had to do that. I got the little mini, you know? With the joystick. Did I ever show you a photo of the mini Miss Pac-Man?
I think you did.
Yeah, it's nice to get if, you know, you want a quick taste. You know?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Get your fix.
Get your fix, yeah. Pet Miss Pac-Man fix. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got that joystick for the Raspberry Pi. Right? And then the joystick for the Commodore, then the joystick for the Atari. What I wanna do is get I did want to get one of those joysticks with the buttons. It's like a huge thing that you just like, you could put on your lap when you're gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you plug it in.
It's like an arcade control panel.
Yeah, but what I want to get is, I either want to get a trackball for the Raspberry Pi or, because I got the paddles, or I want to get a trackball that's compatible with the Atari. Backwards compatible.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm such a nerd. I told the woman on the phone the other day, technical support, she is technical support. I told her, I'm not interested in upgrading. I want to downgrade. Anyway, she goes, what, sir? I said, I'm not interested in what you got to offer. I'm going back to 1982. Seriously, does not compute, you know?
And she was like, does not compute.
Yeah, and she transferred me to the main floor.
You are in violation.
You are in violation. She said she was going to report me.
Obsolete.
They've inputted me into their artificial intelligence system.
Does not compute.
Whereupon I will be analyzed, reported, and jailed.
without trial.
Access denied.
It is illegal to use and run old code.
You are violating the statute, the primal statute. Number one, do not code. Number two, do not support people that code. Number three, do not collect old computers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could happen one day.
Yeah, she passed me off on the main floor. Didn't want to have anything to do with me. So, wow. That's okay. I'll call back again. Hi, remember me, I say? Yeah. What's that? Dr. Ruth Westheimer, sexually speaking, you're on the air.
Oh yeah,
Dr. Ruth, I'm having problems with my Commodore computer. Oh, my button.
Maybe it's your hard drive not working.
Yes. Oh, really? You stick hard drive in? It's hard. Yes. Why?
Is it the floppy all the time?
Yes, it is.
Not the hard drive.
No, that's funny. I like your voice. Say it again.
Oh, thanks. Is it more like a floppy rather than a hard drive?
I like that. You sound like somebody from a TV show back in the day. It's like a vampire or something. Is it floppy drive? Did you turn it over? Is it a double density disk? Yes.
I talked to one of the vendors at the computer show. He was selling keychains, right? He was selling RAM. You know how we used to put RAM, like 1 megabyte, 10 megabyte, you know, right?
Yeah.
In the slot?
Yeah.
Well, since we're going away from that, right? Because with phones and stuff, people don't really buy memory unless you're a geek. Or an engineer. He sells them as keychains. And I said, son, these are so cute. He said some people have gotten angry that he makes them the keychains. They said, I can use that for my computer, the geeks say.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's like with typewriters. Some people make jewelry out of the keys.
Oh, yeah?
Typewriter. Yeah, really? And it angers typewriter enthusiasts because, you know, they're destroying machines, you know, to get the keys. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you check out the last episode I sent you yet? Or probably the AI?
No, I haven't had a chance yet, buddy.
Oh.
Problems de amor.
Dr. Obsoleto.